Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. So, my daily pilgrimage begins as I open my eyes and greet a new day. I, unlike Jane, find waking up easy. I love early mornings and have always done so. However, although my body wakes with ease, my spirit may be daunted by the day ahead. I feel spiritually diminished, unready or unwilling to face up to this new day of fresh encounter with God. It is essential that my spirit arises to greet the day as well as my physical body. For it is my engagement with God that alone gives sense and meaning to my day, indeed to my life. So, in a sense, this is my initial ascent. Not simply in getting to my feet, but stirring my spirit to ascend the mountain of the unknown that lies before me. Of course, much is known, my regular routines and the demands already scheduled for my day. I have to be sure-footed in my pursuit of God, for mountain climbing is dangerous and not for the faint-hearted. There is something to be said for how we start our day. It so often determines the tone and style of how we express ourselves within it. The mood I put on as I get up will become the one that influences the day that lies before me. So starting well is a critical first step to living a good day. The objective of prayer and scripture is to locate and ground us in God, the source of all life. Lying in bed, eyes opening, what lies before us may seem as if it's a mountain to climb. Yet, great news, our help is already present with us, for Christ is forever with us. So, a few moments of adjusting the lens through which we shall look at the day rising before us will creatively influence our engagement with its many anticipated and, perhaps more importantly, unanticipated moments. Even looking at the day through the appropriate lens, my footing may still prove certain as I ascend towards the promise of God. Yet I can continually rest in the confidence that God will not let me stumble. Indeed, each and every day can only make sense when perceived from within God's loving embrace. This sustains me whatever unfolds before I return to my bed. In this way, each day itself is a pilgrimage of grace, and it can be approached from my first wakeful moment. This is always an opportunity to raise my voice in celebration of life in God. I literally ascend to the presence of God at the start of my day so that I might continue in strength and faith throughout it. As we enter into the God space today, what's your regime when waking? Do you groan as the day dawns? Or setting it to one side, initially lift your eyes toward God from where your help comes? In setting a God focus at the start of the day, you will influence your attitude and approach to all that lies before you. Take a moment when waking to draw close to God, then step into your new day with confidence. Amen. I open my eyes and lay silent and still, simply focusing upon God and remembering that God alone is the source, strength, and nourishment for the challenges of the day ahead. Do please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our Voice of Hope family to follow along with these daily meditations at home. And also join me for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.